I have an old sin nature, and I have a war going on in my life, and it's constant. But I believe that Jesus Christ can make a difference in my life. And I'm willing to humble myself, and I'm willing to admit when I've blown it and get some help, some accountability, some support. I'm more interested in being different than in pretending I'm different. I'm more interested in getting it together than pretending that I've got it all together.
How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue in our series called Hard Questions, Rick will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go. It'll provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do?
What is it in your life you are pretending isn't a problem? What is it in your life that you are pretending you're not addicted to? Because all sin is addicting. All sin is addicting in some form. What is it in your life you're saying, oh, it's no big deal? You cannot get well until you stop denying and deceiving yourself. Are you pretending that your marriage is okay when it's not? And you know what's wrong with it? Are you pretending that the kids are doing okay when they're not? Are you pretending and saying, oh, I could stop this habit anytime, whether it's pornography or any other kind of addiction? What are you pretending is not a problem in your life? You're not going to get well until you stop deceiving yourself. You say, well, it's just a harmless little indulgence. I just spend a little extra. No, you don't. You have an addiction to spending. And you can't get out of debt. You've been in debt for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. And you still keep spending. Why? Because you have a sin problem. It's not just a money management issue. It's an issue of you're trying to satisfy a pain in your life with the substitute. And so it really doesn't matter whether you're shooting heroin or running up your MasterCard. It really doesn't matter if you're reading pornography or you're reading, you know, some trashy novels. It's the same escape thing that you're escaping from your pain, and you are not facing your sin. And you're not going to get well, and you're not going to get healthy, and you're not going to get out of debt until first you acknowledge the root of the problem, that I have been being God in my own life. And it always boils back down to the God issue. Who's God in my life? Some people have made success their God in their life. Some people have made money their God in their life. Some people have made being popular their God. And the Bible says, don't have any idols before me. Acknowledge the root of the problem. Now, I'm trying to be tough on you this morning because here's what I've noticed. Too often, we don't change until we hit bottom. And things have to get really, really bad. That's unfortunate because it's not necessary. It's not necessary for things to have to hit bottom before you really change. There are wake-up calls going on all around you right now, and you're not listening to them. Emotional wake-up calls, relational wake-up calls, financial wake-up calls, and you're not listening to them. And you are headed on the path toward destruction. But that's, you don't have to go that way. You can acknowledge the real root of the issue and deal with it. We probably have 2 dozen professional counselors, therapists in this church. And as I've talked to them, and I say, what's the biggest problem you're facing? And the biggest problem that counselors say over and over to me is people wait too long until they ask for help. They wait too long.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest questions, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
We probably have 24 professional counselors, therapists in this church. And as I've talked to them, and I say, what's the biggest problem you're facing? And the biggest problem that counselors say over and over to me is people wait too long until they ask for help. They wait too long. And then it's almost impossible to turn around. A marriage will be going along, and there are warning signs all over the place, and then all of a sudden, the husband or the wife walks out. And all of a sudden, there's a wake-up call with the spouse left behind, and they come into the counselor, and they say, what can I do now? Well, not a whole lot. You should have been working on it a whole lot sooner. A whole lot sooner. And most people wait until it's too late, and they go through pain that's unnecessary. Why? Because they were living in denial. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Jesus said this in John 8:34. I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave to sin. What is he saying? He's saying that we always underestimate the power of sin in our lives. As I said, it's always addicting. It's exchanging short-term pleasure for long-term loss. That's what you do. You're giving up. It's long-term loss based on short-term pleasure. You got to acknowledge the root of my problem. That's facing the truth about you. The second is to face the truth about Jesus Christ, and that's this. B is believe that Christ can change me. Believe that Christ can change me. If you want to get well, you acknowledge the truth about yourself, and then you believe that Christ can change you. Go back to the question that Paul asked, and then notice what his answer is in the next verse, Romans 7, 24 and 25. He says, who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin? Thank God. Read the rest with me. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Now listen. The answer to your problem is a person. The answer to your problem is a person. Who's going to be Lord of your life? Who's going to be manager? Who's going to call the shots? You or Jesus Christ? He says, he can set me free. When I'm mastered by him, I can master my problems. God has the power that you are lacking, and he'll help you out. Jesus did for me what I could not do for myself. That's exactly what Paul says in Romans 8:2. Look at this verse. For the new spiritual principle of life in Jesus Christ lifts me out of the old vicious cycle of sin. What's the cycle of sin? Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. Good intention, failure, guilt. That is the cycle of sin. And there's only one way you're going to break out of it, and it's not listening to a tape or reading another self-help book. It's getting the power of Jesus Christ in your life. Acknowledging that the root of the problem is my own sinfulness and trying to play God, and then believing that Christ can change me. But there's a third step. C, A, B, C, D. C, confess my struggle to another. That is a biblical principle of recovery. Confess my struggle to another. And this is an absolute prerequisite to healing and wholeness from God. James 5:16. Let's read this together aloud. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so God can heal you. When a believing person prays, great things happen. This is a prerequisite. He says, confess to each other and pray for each other. He said, oh, no. How about if I just do the first two, Rick? Again, you're trying to play God. You're trying to set up your own rules for recovery. You're trying to set up your own rules for change. God says you confess to each other and pray for each other. Why? Well, because ego prevents healing. That's why. You say, I don't want anybody to find out about my problem. Well, good luck. I give you little hope for personal lasting change. Good luck. God has wired us up in a way that we need each other. And that's what the church is for. The church is not to be a hotel for perfect saints. It's a hospital for sinners. And as I've told you many times, we need to put up a sign out front that says, no perfect people need apply. Because if you're perfect, you really don't need to be here today. This is a place for people who've admitted it. I have an old sin nature, and I have a war going on in my life, and it's constant. But I believe that Jesus Christ can make a difference in my life. And I'm willing to humble myself, and I'm willing to admit when I've blown it, and get some help, some accountability, some support, because I want to get better. I'm more interested in being different than in pretending I'm different. I'm more interested in getting it together than pretending that I've got it all together. Last point, I must dedicate myself completely to Christ. I must dedicate myself completely to Christ. I acknowledge the root of my problem. I believe Christ can change me. I confess my struggle to another, and I dedicate myself completely to Christ. Because you need a power that's greater than yourself. Romans 6, don't let sin control the way you live. Don't give in to its lustful desires. Instead, give yourselves completely, circle the word completely, give yourselves completely to God, since you have been given a new life. Now listen, every day you are controlled by something. Whether you like it or not, you're controlled. You may be controlled by your own ego. You may be controlled by the expectations of other people. You may be controlled by fear. You may be controlled by resentment and your bitterness against somebody else. You may be controlled by guilt. You may be controlled by a substance. You may be controlled by a habit, but you are controlled by something every day. Now, freedom comes when you choose what's going to control you. And when you choose Jesus Christ to be the controlling factor in your life, when I am mastered by the Master, I can master everything else. If God is not number one in my life, something else is, and it'll control me to a negative degree. When Christ is in control of my life, it always moves me in the right direction. Always. Instead of a substitute, I choose God. I choose Jesus Christ. Now, what does this decision involve? Well, these steps. Admitting that I've been trying to play God. Admitting that I can't change on my own. Humbly asking God to help me change. Being willing to be honest about the things that need changing in my life with somebody else and giving Jesus Christ total ownership of my life. What happens when I do that? What happens when I take this step? Look at the next verse. God keeps his promise. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. And at the time you are tempted, he will give you the strength to endure it and so provide you with a way out. So here's the bottom line. Do you really want to change? Do you really want to change? Are you willing to do these things? They're simple, but they're certainly not easy. Do you really want to change? There's something real about coming to Christ and saying, I'm going to give you everything in my life. Dedicate your life to Christ. The Bible says when you do that, God gives us not a spirit of fear, but power, love, and self-control. He lifts you out of the ditch. You say, Rick, I am so tired of trying and failing. I'm afraid, honestly. I'm so tired of trying and failing. Well, let me tell you something. Stop trying. Just stop it. Stop trying. And instead, start trusting. Start trusting. It takes more than willpower. Truth is, you've tried and tried and tried and tried, and you've tried everything else in the whole world. Nothing else has worked. And God gives you the option to either depend on him or depend on yourself, and the result is either freedom or frustration. So why not give it all to Christ? What have you got to lose? The Bible says when anyone becomes a Christian, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new person inside. The old has passed away, the new becomes. He'll give you that new power. And you become a new person with the power of Christ. Not turning over a new leaf, but actually getting a new life. That's what baptism symbolizes. When you put a person under the water and they come back up, they're saying, I've died to my old life. I've died to my old habits, and I'm beginning a fresh start, a new life. And there's something real about making a public commitment like that. It's your coming out party. Why does Jesus Christ command us to be baptized? Well, as I said, it's something real about making it public. Can you imagine saying to your husband or your wife, let's get married but not tell anybody about it? That's not much of a commitment. Public commitment like that through baptism strengthens your commitment. It also gives you God's grace, which is the power to change, because obedience always brings grace in your life. So the question is, do you really want to change? What is it about your life that you would like to change, but you just can't? Do you feel like you're in a ditch and you can't climb out of it? Maybe it's an emotional ditch and you just have been down for so long you can't get up. Maybe it's a financial ditch. And you just think, I'm never going to get out of debt. Or it's a bad habit ditch. Or a relational ditch and you're stuck in a relationship you can't get on with and you can't get out of. The starting point is to take these steps. What if I doubt? What if I have doubts? That's okay. Just take the steps anyway.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement. So please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind, let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges. drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, that's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so one of the things we're doing is distributing solar-powered radios to family groups living inside refugee camps in Sudan and in other places. Now, these solar radios actually include an audio Bible that they can listen to, because many of them can't read. They include many of my Bible teaching sermons. We've even been able to include some worship music. And we've also pre-tuned these radios to the Adjumani radio station. Now, the Adjumani radio station is the only Christian station that broadcasts into South Sudan to these tribes that are living in refugee camps in terrible conditions. But this way, families can listen to Christian teaching. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program 3 times a day. And we're told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, "My name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all 5 of my children and my beloved husband." This is in the civil war that was going on there, "as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba." She said, "I had planned to commit suicide." There's somebody who needs hope. "When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher, and thank you for giving me hope." Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing? How when you just give what you can give, God takes it and He multiplies it. And we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps, and pray that we'll be able to continue to give away these solar-powered radios. We'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.